Greetings, we're the ladies of SCC, and this is Rewind. On this show, we revisit a year in music's past. Moving forward, every month, we'll be visiting the following year in music and pop culture history.
This time around, we're going back to 1952, and next month, we'll visit 1953, and so on and so forth.
So what was happening in 1952?
1952 is a leap year.
For clarity, a leap year is any year that has 366 days.
Queen Elizabeth becomes a monarch of England after her father, King George VI, dies. She was 25 years old. She was the longest sitting queen in history.
Wow, and the second longest reigning monarch of all time. She passed away back in 2022.
And Dwight D. Eisenhower had a landslide win.
He became our 34th U.S. president. 1952 was also the year of the first successful polio vaccine by Dr. Jonas Salk.
In 1952, the average price of gas in the United States was around 20 cents per gallon. The best-selling car in 1952 was the Chevrolet Bel Air. It became a symbol of post-war prosperity. You could buy it for about $1,700.
Wow. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus makes its debut and was initially banned by church leaders. One of the biggest pop hits of 1952 was Wheel of Fortune by Kay Starr. She was from Dougherty, Oklahoma, and she blended country, pop, and jazz. All great stuff. Powerful voice with a great range. She truly was one of the greatest singers of all time. Let's hear Wheel of Fortune.
One popular job in 1952 that no longer exists is the switchboard operator. Before the widespread use of automated telephone systems, Switchboard operators were responsible for connecting calls manually by plugging and unplugging cords into a switchboard.
Yeah, with the advancement of technology and the introduction of digital communication systems, the need for switchboard operators has significantly decreased, making the once common job obsolete.
Other jobs that went the way of the dodo bird are the ice cutter. In the days before refrigeration was common, ice cutters would harvest blocks of ice from frozen lakes and rivers to be used for preserving food and keeping drinks cold.
Yeah, the milkman too. Milk delivery was once a common service provided by milkmen who would deliver fresh milk to people's doorsteps in glass bottles. Wow, you had to drink lots of milk and stay healthy to do the jitterbug. That was the most popular dance in 1952. Rock and roll was emerging as the sound of a generation, and the jitterbug dance craze rose with it. Backflips, somersaults were common while doing the jitterbug. Though the jitterbug was a swing-era dance from the late 20s, it was rediscovered by teens in the 1950s.
And the number one pop song of the year was Blue Tango, an instrumental by Leroy Anderson. And Bandstand broadcasted for the first time ever in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was later called American Bandstand with America's oldest teenager, the late Dick Clark, at the helm later in the show's history. The original host was Bob Horn, but he was fired for drinking and driving.
In 1952, the iconic indie Sun Records gave us greats like Johnny Cash and Elvis, releases their first single. It's an instrumental by Johnny London titled Driving Slow.
Yeah, and Alan Freed puts on the first rock and roll concert ever in Cleveland, Ohio. I think that's why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there. Lloyd Price's Lottie Miss Claudie was the top rhythm and blues song. Of course, Elvis later covered it. But let's hear the original.
Yankees won the World Series in 1952, defeating the Brooklyn Dodgers in a 7-game series. This victory marked the Yankees' 4th consecutive World Series championship and their 15th overall.
Yeah, they were led by legendary players like Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra. Mickey Mantle, during the 8th inning of Game 6, hits his first home run out of 18 throughout his stellar career. Wow.
The top TV show was I Love Lucy.
Lucy, you have some explaining to do. It was a great show. The top movie in 1952 was The Greatest Show on Earth. It was directed by Cecil B. DeMille. This film won the Academy Award for Best Picture that year and was a huge box office success.
It starred Charlton Heston, Betty Hutton, and Cornel Wilde, and told the story of a traveling circus and the drama that unfolds behind the scenes.
Yeah. And Mr. T, Liam Neeson, and Superman, the late Christopher Reeve, were all born in 1952.
Tony Bennett gets married in 1952, as did Mr.
Rogers,
Ronald Reagan, and Nancy Reagan.
Oh my goodness, wow. In 1952, Kitty Wells becomes the first woman to chart a number one song on the Billboard Country Chart with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. It was an answer song to Hank Thompson's Wild Side of Life.
George Strait and Ricky Van Shelton were born, and Webb Pierce earns his first number one with Wondering. Let's hear it.
Kissing you, wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. Wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. Wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too.
The average cost of a new house was $9,050. Wow, you can't even really get a nice car for that price. The average wages per year were $3,850. Good gosh. And Mr. Potato Head debuts on shelves everywhere.
The airbag and Kellogg's Frosted Flakes were invented. They're great.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger has endured the test of time.
Oh, yeah.
Lefty Frizzell charted several hits.
Yes, did Ernest Tubb, Ray Price, and Hank Snow. But Hank Williams was the undisputed king of honky-tonk country. Hank had a hellacious year, though, to say the least.
Audrey, his first wife and mother to Hank Jr., divorces Hank.
Yep, in 1952. He also is infamously fired from the Grand Ole Opry for not showing up to a scheduled gig.
His chemical dependency problems were growing issues, but he managed to chart several hits.
Yeah, he sure did. One of Hank's hits back in 1952 was Half As Much, and that actually became a pop standard. It's been recorded over 100 times by everyone from Patsy Cline to George Jones. We're closing out with a double shot from the Hillbilly Poet, who is still the only country artist to win a Pulitzer Prize. In our next episode, we'll take a closer look at 1953. Have a great month ahead and take care.
Bye for now.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. Cupid, just give us a shove. If you're thinking of me like I'm thinking of you, then I know what you're thinking of. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. I run around in circles and turn in fire alarms. I'm nutty as a mean like I'm meant for you, baby, we fit like a glove. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. If you love
Cupid, just give us a shove. If you're dreaming of me like I'm dreaming of you, then I know what you're dreaming of. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. Now folks think I've gone crazy, and I don't feel too sure, and yet there's nothing wrong with me that wedding bells won't cure. If you go for me like I go for you, baby, we fit like a glove. If you're loving me like I'm loving you,